Order.
Select committee report.
A report from the Ombudsman's Office scrutinising the Earthquake Commission's handling of information requests in Canterbury has found that the EQC has routinely breached a 20-day limit on requests for official information, with delays instead of up to 7 months. The Ombudsman is an Officer of Parliament and oversees requests from the public for official information from government agencies. Presenting her report to the Government Administration Committee, Chief Ombudsman Dame Beverly Wakeham said while there was a backlog of information requests at EQC, the problem was now being dealt with.
I think we need to focus on what's going forward now, and I think we have to say that EQC is doing its level best to now meet these requirements, that it has adopted all of the recommendations that we jointly made, and that we have confidence that if they do all those things, and the evidence so far is that they are, that they will meet the target of clearing the backlog by the end of April. But I think the whole system now has had a tune-up as a consequence of this, right up to and including the Minister's office, where there has been no lack of goodwill that I'm aware of.
Labour's Clayton Cosgrove asked the Ombudsman if all other complaints processes failed, how the public could hold EQC to account.
Under the statute, OIA recommendations are enforceable by the courts. It hasn't often been done. In fact, I'm not sure in living memory that it has been done, but the threat of it to be done often helps unglue the process. But that is the only option that I can see, short of my reporting to Parliament very publicly on the issue.
Also appearing before the committee to address the Ombudsman's report on his agency was EQC Chairman Sir Martin Weavers.
As the report makes clear, and which we fully accept, we haven't communicated as well as we should. There are a number of reasons for that. Sequence of events, changing the information that we needed to provide. In many cases, the information that was asked for we simply didn't have. And of course, we had an enormous range of priorities. That doesn't excuse the fact that we were falling badly behind in terms of our obligations in relation to the OIA and also the Privacy Act. And on behalf of the Commission, obviously, we apologise to those people who have been delayed. We're doing our very best.
The EQC chairman also faced scrutiny from Labour MPs who questioned the capability of EQC staff to deal with Official Information Act requests.
The ethic of service is very strong. They're very complex and difficult issues. And where we can do things more quickly, we should. And certainly the board is not satisfied, and I know management is not satisfied with the way that the OIA issue has been handled, and we apologise for that.
EQC Chairman Sir Martin Weavers there, who assured the committee that a backlog of about 600 overdue OIA requests would be cleared by the end of April. And in other committee news this week, the Justice and Electoral Committee heard submissions on the Objectionable Publications and Indecency Legislation Bill, which will increase penalties for producing, trading or possessing child pornography. But Law Society representative Graham Edgeler said the scope of the bill could be too far-reaching.
The question we had looking at the bill was, you look at the bill and then you realise, well, you're not just raising the sentences for images of child sexual exploitation, you're raising the sentences, the maximum sentences, for all objectionable publications.
Mr Edgeler gave an example of one publication that would, but possibly shouldn't be, within the scope of the bill.
I know one, I'll probably get the name wrong, but it's Mary Jane's Marijuana, something right. It's just How to Grow Marijuana. And, you know, it's a book which encourages a crime, so it can be objectionable. And if this increase in sentence goes forward, the maximum penalty for possessing that book will go up to 10 years imprisonment, whereas the maximum penalty for running a lab where you're a growing operation where you're growing and selling marijuana is 8 years imprisonment. And so there just seems to be a bit of a disconnect there.
And there were other inconsistencies in the proposed law.
I would note that possession of bestiality pornography is a more serious offence than actually doing it yourself generally. As sort of, if it goes up to 10 years, the maximum penalty for, I think, is for actually doing it is around the same or slightly less generally, depending on the particular offence you're charged under. And sort of abuse of animals isn't as serious as possession of publications about abusing animals.
Mr Edgeler questioned whether the effect of the bill was too broad.
Should the penalty for all types of objectionable material possession increase from 5 years to 10 years? And 5 years is a serious crime. For some of these offences, it's going up to 14 years for if you're importing it, which can just be downloading it from overseas. And that's the same penalty as attempted murder.
Mr Edgeler put up some alternative ideas.
One way of doing it would be a separate offence for the particularly bad types of objectionable publication. Another way of doing it would be, you know, theft has a graduated sentencing. So it's the same offence, but a different penalty applying depending on what exactly is involved. I mean, you've got different options if those are sorts of things you want to look at.
Law Society representative Graham Edgler with that submission on the Objectionable Publications and Indecency Legislation Bill. That's due to be reported back to the House by April 19th. All up, there were 19 committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.